כבוד. אני סוס קבלת התורה. התורה describes how did Hashem come and decided to appear and talk to us and tell us the Ten Commandments. It's originally, I don't know what the plan of Hashem was exactly. The Torah tells us, maybe the minute we arrived in Midbar Sinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the following day, said to him, listen, go to Am Israel, tell them this statement. You had seen what they did to the Egyptians, then I took you on eagle's wings, I brought you to myself, to me, and now what I would like very much that you should be my dearest. Immediately Gemara says Hashem told them Israel, told Moshe to tell them Israel, listen, I own the world, you're not the only one, but I want you to know that I consider you to be the dearest. Attention is Gula Mikol Amim. I own everything, but still, I love you very much. I saved you. I took you on the eagle's wings. Go tell them that. Keep my treaty. And don't add anything else. And Torah says, the Moshe went and told them Israel this, the statement. And in return, I'm Israel told Moshe Rabbeinu, we would like to hear our king, we would like to see our king. So of course, there's nothing to see. Hashem doesn't have a body, doesn't have a shape. So what do you mean you want to see? What does it mean you want to see? There's nothing to see. It's kfira. And also, what do you mean you obviously want to see? What happened? How come you didn't ask in Egypt, you want to see Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Met Hashem, Noten Makot. Nobody said, they want to see Hashem. And Hashem said, Makat B'chorot is coming. Nobody asked, can I see Hashem? No, everybody, this is Emunah. It comes to Rabbam, in his commentary, and he says, you should know the Emunah that we have is not because of the miracles. Miracles do not give you amunah. This is something that can pass by. You saw Kiryat Yam Suf, it's the biggest thing. Yes, but still no amunah. Imam said this is kind of amunah, shish badofi. It means it's not 100% amunah. The amunah shlema is that Hashem appeared on our sinai. Now, I think about this. Actually, when Hashem arrived on the scene, we didn't see anything. Really, we didn't see. On the surface, we heard a boom. The machloket among the Rishonim. What did we hear? If we heard anything. And even if you heard something, not necessarily that we knew what is it, that sound. A tremendous noise that we heard. So, Moshe Rabbeinu can do anything. To bring a noise of a thunder, even a magician can do such a thing. To have an echo of something that somebody is talking to you. It's not something hard for Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is going to ask him, Hashem did arrive on our Sinai. What did you see? There's a cloud. Okay, there's a cloud. Okay, so on. There's a fog. There's fire. Okay, so. After what we saw in Egypt, the scenery on our Sinai is very, very small. to think in terms of millions of Egyptians. After we passed Yom Tov, that's the biggest miracle. It's the biggest. Nevertheless, the Rambam said, that's nothing. That in, don't say, I believe, excuse me. Don't say, believe in Hashem, because you saw the miracles. You say, ten makor, nothing. You say, man every day, nothing. The word of Miriam, nothing. Nothing. Everything is nothing compared to Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai, we saw. What did you see? What did you see in Har Sinai? Fire. He saw the hail in Egypt, Makal Barad. He saw fire coming, snow, I mean hail with fire inside. That's not enough to convince you? He said, no. Emunah Shiyesh Badof, it means there's no Emunah. Emunah is only Har Sinai. I don't know. I'm not so convinced that because somebody heard Hashem, and took must be dying. Okay, so he died, so. He died because he got scared. I remember when I was a kid, somebody in Israel went to a person and said, you want to see Leon Levi? I said, yeah. He said, I'll tell you what, come with me. I meet you someplace, and then I'll show you the Rebbe is going to come to you. I took him in the Trun and went to Yerushalayim. And then he came behind the mountain with a big talit, and he screamed something on the mountain. And the guy went home and said, I saw the Rebbe, I saw somebody with a big vision with a big talit on the mountain. And the police came and made an investigation and put the guy in jail. Mamad Har Sinai is a very big thing. At the end of the day, we did a golden calf 40 days later. So where is the Emunah? So, Abraham said, listen, the whole Emunah is Mamad Har Sinai. If you have such Emunah, you wouldn't say the golden calf took you out of Egypt. You wouldn't bow down to him, you wouldn't kiss him, you wouldn't dance around him. It's so obvious. And it's not so obvious. I don't know what's so obvious about it. Because we heard something and boom, doesn't mean anything. Nevertheless, the Rambam said, this is Mamad Har Sinai, is Emunah. Again, the way it says in the Torah doesn't say that. But it does say in the Torah that we say we want to see Hashem. We want to see Hashem. Moshe should have said, there's nothing to see. By the way, the Gemara says, when Moshe met Hashem the first time, and he looked in the bush, the Torah says Moshe hid his face. The Ari says, why did Moshe hide his face? Why did Moshe hide his face? So the Ari says, because Moshe is a recognition of Hevel. And Hevel, when he sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looked at the fire, and that gave Cain the right to kill Hevel. Hashem himself says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the golden calf, Kilo Yirani Adam Bachai, you can't see Hashem and stay alive. You're going to die. You can't see. And Moshe hid his face, did not want to look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu at the bush. Torah in the text it says. And he comes down to Israel and said to Moshe, Moshe, we want to see Hashem. Moshe said, listen, it's not, first of all, it's not to see. Secondly, let me advise you something. Don't even try to see. Because if you try, you're going to die. So Hevel died because of that. Can't kill Hevel. He had the right to kill him just because Hevel did something. What did he do? He looked at Hashem. Remember this? Moshe goes to Hashem and says, listen, they want to see you. And they want to hear you. So she said, you know, if that's the case, fine. Then Hashem tells us, prepare yourself, go wash your clothing, go to mikveh, stay pure. Without that request, I don't know what Hashem had in mind. He doesn't say what Hashem had in mind. But we requested, and Hashem said, fine, very good, I'll reveal myself. What is so important that Hashem agrees with? Hashem should have said no. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after we did the golden calf, you cannot see me. Moshe asked Hashem, can I see you? Hashem said, no, you cannot see me. Wait at Achorai, the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, you stay over here in the cave, I'll pass by, you're going to see my back. You're going to see. Hashem showed him tefillin. Okay, fine. Am Yisrael said, "Want to see Hashem?" Hashem said, "Moshe, you're good, good. Let them prepare themselves. I'm going to show myself to them." For what? Why Hashem is to agree to that? What's going to be the accomplishment? The way Hashem spoke to us, it's the first command. It's the first command. I am God that took you out of Egypt. And of course, I remember. That's not a command. This is a dry statement. Everybody knew. It's not a new thing. This generation, for sure, they just came out of Egypt. So it's not necessarily something that Hashem discovered, told them. The second command says, don't do Avodah Zarah. Also, it's not necessary to say, but at least Hashem says something. This is nothing. So Chaim Ben Ezra, was son-in-law of Yehuda Levi, says, his father asked him, if Hashem wants to tell you something about himself, what's the biggest thing? Took you out of Egypt or created this world? Of course, created this world. If this is the first command that Hashem wants to show his powers, if you may say, Hashem should have said, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I created this world. It's not necessary to say also he took us out of Egypt. So what does Hashem say? I took out of Egypt. For what? It's not necessary. It's nothing. I know it. But the first command, but the commandments, I did it. And then the Torah continues. Hashem sent the commandments. And Hashem made some noise from the shofar, was fire, torches. What's the purpose of all this? The Gemara tells us that prior to the Ten Commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived. And Am Yisrael looked and saw the fire. Nevertheless, the Gemara says Hashem picked up the mountain and told us, you must accept what I'm going to tell you. He says, why? Why I have to accept it? Why Hashem is forcing me? Nevertheless, Chachamim came and told us every morning to say Birkat HaTorah. I said, Birkat HaTorah, spend all the Torah, Harevna. He said, Baruch HaYad, we say, we get up to the Torah, Shabbat Chabad Mekol HaAmim, Hashem, you chose us from all the nations. Talent HaTorah Tov. Hashem chose you. Comes the Gemara and says, on the sentence, and just Baruch HaYad, says the Gemara, before Hashem offered us the Torah, Hashem offered all the goyim the Torah. He went to Ishmael and Machshima. He went to Esau. He went to Ammon. He went to Moab. And everybody said, no, no. Comes the Gemara and says, Hashem came to us the last one. After everybody rejected. And the Gemara says, if he would have said no, Hashem would have destroyed the world. Eretz was shaking. We would say no. We said, Naseh v'nishma. The Gemara says, Earth, calm down. The Jews, Baruch Hashem, accepted the Torah. Nevertheless, we say, the bracha, Hashem bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us. It's not true, Hashem didn't choose you. It's not true. The opposite. We were the last ones. I don't know why did Hashem do it? Did he come to us the last one? Why? Hashem should have come to us the first one. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you come out of Egypt, you come to this mountain, and you're going to worship me over here. Whatever it means. And the Gemara says the opposite. Nevertheless, it's a bracha in the morning. Get up to the Torah, it says, Hashem didn't choose you. But you say Hashem never chose you. It's not true. It's not true at all. Hashem never chose us. Hashem did choose Abraham Avinu. It's true. Hashem bachat Abraham. Yes. Yeah, whatever it means. But to choose us over nations? No, we were the last one. Chachamim tell us the following. You know, we say a lot of times, we say the brachot. Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. What's the Kavanah you say, Elokeinu? So explanation means, Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our supervisor, our judge, if you may say. So the Zohar says, the Gemara says as well, you refer to Hashem, in few ways. One of the ways of Hashem is very kind. It's called Chesed. The other one is Elohim. Hashem is tough, like a judge. Then you have Rachamim, mercy. The verse says, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. So Baruch Atah Hashem. The word Hashem is four letters of Hashem, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. This is the Shem of Rachamim. Atah Hashem. Hashem is mercy on me. And he says Elokeinu. Elokeinu must be something that comes from the word Elokim. Elokim means stuff. So when you say Hashem Elokeinu, why are you saying it? Why did Chachamim make those kind of brachot? It would be enough, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaOlam, the Gemara says, it's necessary, okay? And you say the bracha, whatever the bracha says. It says, Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. What's the Kavanah Elokeinu? And there are some contradiction in the Psukim. For example, Shabbat afternoon, we say this sentence, Ani tefilati, Ha Hashem. It's a special situation, environment. Shabbat afternoon, the Zohar says it's the biggest thing. People like to think, you know, Shabbat is over, we come home from the Knesset Shacharit, change our clothing. Oh, it's sporty. We're calling America dress down. Shabbat is half over already. God says it's opposite. Shabbat afternoon, you should have nicer clothing. It's called Rabbi the Rabbin. This is the wheels of the wheels, says as well. That Hashem looks at us. Hashem is very, very happy with us. And therefore, in Shabbat afternoon, we open the Echal. Echal, we say, Manit filati. Say that sentence. Hashem, my fila. Et ratzon. It's time of the wheel. Hashem loves you. Akir ratzon. Elohim. But then you say Elohim. What's Elohim mean? I think Elohim means tough. Then you say Berov Chasdecha. Berov Chasdecha means a lot of kindness. A lot of kindness contradicts Elohim. No such thing. Chasdecha means Kel, says the Gemara, says the Zohar. The word Kel refers to Avraham Avinu, mess of kindness. Elohim refers to Yitzchak. It says Givurah, judgment. Yud Kevavke is Yaakov Avinu, mercy. Okay? Now we say, Anifilati Hashem. Et Ratzon, it says, the time will, okay? So it means, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is very happy that, you know, Mincha Ezir, I mean, Bet HaKnesset. Okay? It says, Elohim, Baruch Hazdecha, Ani Mi Bemet Yishecha. It says, Elohim, Baruch Hazdecha, can read this. The Gemara tells us like this. Last week, and as Yashir it says, Zekeli Vandeu, Eloki Avi Barom Emeno. But the Gemara, everybody was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem is no form. But Hashem wants to reveal himself, he reveals himself via a blue cloud. The color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chair is blue. And the color of the cloud in the desert. And Hashem, if we may say such a thing, his color is blue. That's why we have to see blue. The Gemara says. That's why the ocean looks blue. So the Gemara says that when we crossed the Yam Suf, Hashem opened the skies and we saw a blue cloud. But the blue cloud, the Gemara says, looked like a soldier. That's why we say in the Shir, Hashem Mishmulchama, Hashem Shmo. It says, we saw an image. You can see sometimes the images in the clouds. The Gemara says it's called Sarei Ananim, the secret in the clouds. But a blue cloud is Hashem. And we had the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a soldier. That's why we say Nazashim. Hashem Shulchan, Hashem Shulchan. We come to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, look, go tell them this statement. You saw what I did to the Egyptians. Of course I did. I said, I saw. You showed me that you were like a soldier. Right? Go tell them that, you know, that like an eagle, he takes his children and he is very merciful in his children. I'm at this. And also, tell them that I love them very much and they are my dearest. And this should be Kohanim. Moshe comes down. Moshe says, look, Hashem tells me to tell you something. He says, Hashem told me to tell him just this. Don't tell anything. Moshe said, okay, you know, Hashem is very merciful. Hashem says, yeah, Moshe, yeah, really? How come 2 months ago, when we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem opened up the sky and showed us that he's a soldier? Hashem Shmuchana. Therefore, they ask HaKadosh, they ask Moshe, ask Hashem, you want to see him. What do you mean you want to see him? Likewise, we saw the shape of the cloud in the shape of a soldier. Now you're telling me that Hashem is very merciful. Let's see. Hashem said, okay, I'll show myself to them. Where? How? The opposite. When you see and you read the scenery, what happened on Sinai, it's a very scary thing. There's darkness and fog and noise and torches. Where? Mas is not. Let me explain this. First command. I am Hashem. Took out of Egypt. Hashem meant something else. Remember Hashem said, remember you saw me 2 months ago? Remember you saw me as a soldier? I'm going to show you myself now as an elderly person full of mercy. So what did you see? What did you see? So you looked in the Shemaim. What did you see? You see an elderly person? Moses says, I tell you what it's so. So the whole scenery of Har Sinai was something else. What do you think? What was it? The Gemara says, I was in Egypt. There was a girl, her name was Rachel. Bat Metushelach. Went to help her husband to do bricks. And she was pregnant because she worked so hard in the cement, she had a miscarriage. The baby fell inside the cement. Means the baby fell inside the cement. Gabriel came from diving from Shemayim, took this baby, made him in the shape as a brick. Hashem took that brick. This is now physical now. A physical brick. And Hashem put it under his feet. And the color of the brick was blue with white. It's in the text in the Torah, next week's parasha. Torah tells us next week's parasha that Nadav Avihu and the Zkenim were chewing on a barbecue, looking at the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what they saw, what Am Yisrael saw, they saw a brick. You see a brick? You saw a brick? A blue brick? And inside the blue brick, they saw white. And nevertheless, it says in Torah, "Vehezut Elohim." They saw the judge. Elohim is red. Zohar says, "When Hashem made the colors, white is the best. Red is the worst. White refers to kindness, and red refers to judgment. When the police see a red car on the highway, it's the first one to follow, because they know it's going to drive fast." It's all the stop sign are red. Red. Light is red. The Torah tells you, look, they saw Elohim. So what did you see? You saw a brick. So what color was the brick? Blue and white. Blue and white is the brick. And you saw Elohim? No. The brick should have been red. No. The brick is blue and white. So it's not Elohim. It's a contradiction. The same way we say Shabbat afternoon. Elohim Baruch Hazdecha. Elohim. Let me tell us the following. Somebody is going to ask you, why did Hashem take us out of Egypt? What's the secret behind it? So he said, we scream to Hashem. Twice a day in Shema Yisrael, we say like this. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I'm Hashem. To get out of Egypt. Shasei etchem Eretz Yisrael. Liyot lachem lelokim. To be Elokim. What do you mean? Ani Hashem Elokechem. Hashem is mercy. Liyot lachem to be Elokim? No. To be Hashem. What is it? What do we say? Chamim said, look. Yaakov Avinu left his father's house. He had a dream with a letter. He gets up in the morning. He's making a promise to Hashem. He says, if Hashem will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, Shalom Shalom Bet Avi, I'll come back safe. Vaya Hashem li Elokim. Hashem will be Elokim to me. It's an explanation. What does it mean? It means, I could say, Hashem or Elokim. Mara says, no, that's not what it means. Yaakov said something else. Yaakov told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, what I would like you very much, if I come back, that your name should go on top of me, inside me, and my children. That's actually, in a few weeks, we read Parashat Rumah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them, the purpose of Beit HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, is that Hashem is going to go inside us. That's what Shem Yochai writes in the Zohar, that he felt one day Hashem went inside him. A person should feel that he has the Shekhinah on his head, in his heart. He feels, I have something inside, energy inside. That's what Yaakov Avinu requested from Hashem. He says, if I come back home, safe, I says, what do you want? I want Hashem to go inside me, to be on top of me and my children. That's it. That's the explanation the Gemara says of that statement. Hashem li Elokim. Elokim doesn't mean every time in the Torah or in the Tanakh, Elokim means judge. No. Elokim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on the person and go inside him. That's what Yaakov asked Hashem. That's my request. If I come back safe, okay, so Hashem, so I came back safe. I said, my request to you, if I come back safe to my father's house after I stay by Lavan, I want you, Yachul Shmo alive ve'al Zari. And actually, the Gemara says exactly those words Hashem told Avraham Avinu. Same words. That is the goal when you do Brit Milah, that I'll be on top of you, inside you. That's the goal. This is the request of a person in his lifetime. That he wants the Shekhinah to be on him. And he wants Hashem to be inside him. That's what Hashem says. That's what Hashem wants Beit HaMikdash. That's a person who used to have that feeling when he got to Beit HaMikdash. They have a feeling that Hashem comes in like a shock inside the heart. You feel the shock inside the heart. So what is it? Hashem went inside you. That you get via the Torah. And that's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. That's what the reason I want you to have the Milah. I said, why? Because Hashem said, because I want to have my name on you. I want to have my name inside you. That's what you say. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Let's take Avonah Chachamim say. Shasei etchem Eretz Yisrael. Say twice a day in Shema Yisrael. Liyot lachem Elokim. What do you mean lachem? Hashem took me out of it. He wants to rule me. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first command says this. I'm God. Yeah. Ani Hashem, I know, yeah. Elokecha, I know that you don't understand. I didn't take you out of Egypt because you screamed and because I wanted to free you. I wanted to take you out of Egypt, and I did is because what I told Avraham Avinu, what Yaakov asked me, that this is what he wants. I fulfill my promise to Avraham, that that's what Brit Milah does, and that actually what Hashem forced us to do Brit Milah before we left Egypt. That's the secret. We didn't do Brit Milah in Egypt. Hashem said, you can't come out without it. That actually the Chiddah said, that the Gemara says, that before you go to Israel, Yeshua again made Brit Milah to everybody. And says, give out our Elot, give to Brit Milah. Says, why? Because Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Brit Milah will grant you the visa to go to Eretz Israel, because in Eretz Israel you go, with the Shekhinah is on you. And that's what Yaakov said. If I come back to Eretz Yisrael after I be by Laban's house, I want Hashem to be on me. Why? Because this is Hashem told Avraham, that's what he wants. And that exactly what Hashem is telling us. I took you out of Egypt. Again, Elohim is not, doesn't mean the red color. It means the opposite. It's the blue with white. And that actually, Gemara says, Am Yisrael did see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he crossed Yam Suf. But then Hashem revealed himself in a shape of a soldier. And then comes Moshe. He said, Hashem said to you that he loves you and he took you out of Egypt with like an eagle carries his children, and Hashem said you're going to be the dearest. He said, like, Moshe, excuse us. The shape of Hashem that we saw is not this. We want to see Hashem. But not because we want to see Hashem, because there's nothing to see. Oh, there is something to see. Hashem already revealed himself to us as a blue cloud. Of course, there's nothing to see more than that. But that thing contradicts what he's just telling us. This thing is going to contradict the first command. So you know what? I'm going to show myself. How? With the brick. The only thing this we saw the brick. We saw a brick, and it's a blue brick, and inside was light. It's in the text. In the end of Parashat Mishpatim. Next week we read it. It says that Hashem revealed himself to us to let us know that this call that he not a judge on us, the opposite. He cares for us. Why? Because he wants so called to penetrate inside us. It's called Hashem Bachabah and Mikol HaAmim. Hashem did choose us. Not by giving us the Torah. By giving us the Torah as a tool that he's going to go inside us. So the power, that's the power of the Torah. The power of the Torah that the person learns Torah, he prepares himself, he polishes himself in order for Hashem to go inside him. That's what Shem Baruch Hai said. After you learn, all of a sudden he felt, Hashem goes inside him. Hashem doesn't go inside the person. If the person is not ready for that, to accept Hashem, otherwise he's going to die. But actually, that's what happened to us in Har Sinai. We die because we weren't ready for that. But Hashem tells Moshe, go tell them. And he said, okay, we want to see what you see. Okay, fine. Are you ready? No, they're not ready. Hashem is going to force us to accept the Torah. Why? Because Hashem wants to go inside us. When Hashem really went inside us, we died. Hashem went to revive us. But this is the goal. And let's call Hashem Bachamanu. Hashem did choose us that to fulfill his request from Abraham Avinu to the Brit Milah, and the request of Yaakov Avinu to come back home because he wants Hashem to go inside him. So the whole Ten Commandments is one thing. So besides the Ten Commandments, it has 620 letters, it has 630 mitzvot Mehashem, 7 mitzvot Rabbanan, and it says the whole Ten Commandments is just Torah. Hashem, what did Hashem do? Hashem screamed, so we got something in our heart. Says the heart, the emunah is in our heart. Says the Rambam, you should know. The emunah that you have today, says the Rambam, is not because you saw any miracles. That all the miracles, says the Rambam, is nothing. What? Yes? Har Sinai. Har Sinai is also a miracle. What's the difference between Har Sinai and crossing Yam Suf? The opposite. Maybe crossing Yam Suf is a bigger miracle. Yes. And says the Rambam, after we cross Yam Suf, we had nothing inside you. But after Hashem spoke to us, and Hashem showed us the brick, and it says that gave us like a little shock in the heart. The heart got shock. Now, for God, only have emunah. Not because you remember the scenery of Har Sinai. No. The scenery of Har Sinai might be less important to us as crossing Yam Suf, the Egyptian drowned in the water. But the outcome of what we heard, and we saw the brick, that gave us like a shock inside us. And that shock, says the Rambam, that's our emunah. And for this, Hashem made the whole scenery. And Hashem is trying very hard, because really we don't have that inside us. We're not ready for that. He did it with Milah, yes. But we had our Dazara in our Antashek. And the Gemara says in one version, we said, Naseh v'Nishma, We just said it. We did not really believe 100% in our heart we're going to do it. So again, as the whole thing is the brick. What's the brick? Because the lady had a miscarriage, so it's very painful. You know, she went to help her husband. But the Gemara says Gabriel dived down and took the baby and brought it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, with that brick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered so-called the prosecutors upstairs that said, Hashem, why are you saving the Jews? Saving the Jews? Look at the brick. Blue and white brick. So what is this? The Ari says the following. And Ari and Rabbi Bachai say the same thing. In Mitzvah Bereshit, Mabul, and then it's Zdom, and then before the door of Lagan, they build the tower. And Sari says, Rabbi Machai Zor says, it's us, it's not them. And you immediately say, Dora Mabul, Dora Mabul, you Dora Mabul. And then you came back. And then you start to try to build the tower against Hashem. And then you come back and your door's Dom. And then you came down to Egypt. And eventually Hashem will take you out of Egypt. Sari says, look, it says in the Torah, Parashat Shemot, the Egyptians gave us a hard time. It says the Jews work in construction. Chomer levinim, cement and bricks. Says Dari, why did you have to tell you in details? We work hard. Says Avada Kasha. Dari says, no. Let me tell you something. He said, the last life, you try to build the tower. So the first time it says in the Torah, bricks, it's over there. They need bricks, and they start to build the tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch. Says Dari, you wanted to do bricks against Hashem? Hashem will send you to Egypt, you're going to do over there bricks. As a correction, what you did, build the tower then, with bricks. That's why the word brick appears in Parashat Noach when they build the tower. All the Torah has to tell you that. They want to build the tower. Torah says they build the tower. Torah says no. I tell you how they build the tower. They went and they made cement and they made bricks. I says, who? But the Torah is not a construction advisor. Dari says, no, wait. It's Parashat Noach. You get Parashat Shemot. And he says over there that the Egyptians gave us a hard time and we had to do cement and bricks. Dari says, go back to Parashat Noach. Now you understand what's going on. I said, why did Paro do it? Because you did it. You wanted to do something against Hashem with bricks. This is your correction. Now you're going to do the pyramids of the bricks. How do you know that we did the job and Hashem is happy with you? Maybe he's not. Yeah. So you never know. Even a person gets a punishment. So when you know in Shavuot Shuvah, you don't know if Hashem likes you. You know, he did the sin. You got punished. Okay, and Hashem said, Hashem said, go your way, I'll go my way, I'm done with you, finished. You paid your bill, you know. You paid your bill, I did business with you, you didn't behave, you cheated me, we settled the case, I'm not doing any more business with you, forget about it. I had bad experience with you. Listen, I paid you then. Yeah, but I sued you, and I took you to court, and you were in jail, and then you paid me. I said, you want me to do more business with you? So when you know, said, listen, you did a sin, you got a punishment, you paid the bill, and she said, okay, goodbye. How many say this? What we say in Shemoneh Esrei? I said, listen, you have to hope that Hashem wants you back. Hashem might have said to you, like I told the snake, I don't want to hear from you no more. I said, listen, you betrayed me once, you did something bad, I don't want to know. How do you know Hashem wants you back? Chachamim, look, that lady dropped the baby in the cement. She ran away the cement. Gabriel went and went away to Hashem. Hashem said, you see, they were walking on cement. I love them. And Hashem took the brick, put the brick under the street. It's a blue. Blue brick. It's Hashem. Hashem's color is blue. Hashem's cloud is blue. I says, look, but that blue This is the color of kingdom. Hashem injected inside the blue white. So when you look, Gemara says the color of the brick was sapphire. Sapphire blue. Like the chair of Hashem, sapphire blue. It shows kingdom. But a king sometimes is very tough. He says no. But the brick has white inside to tell us how much Hashem loves you. You did a correction what you did then when you built the tower. And that's what Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to reveal myself to them. I took them out of Egypt like an eagle, and they, my dearest, they say, yeah, no, I have a little doubt about it. Now listen, that's why I took you out of Egypt. Because I love you, because I'm going to penetrate inside you. Now how do you know? Here the brick is the proof. The brick, the blue brick with white inside, that show. This is this. The Gemara says this is the first command. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Hashem Etzayim. Hashem told me, listen, I am the one that took you out of Egypt. I know. No, I didn't say that. I said, look, I am the one that revealed myself to you then. When you took you out of Egypt as a soldier, I am the one that I have mercy to you. Because I want to go inside you. So Harun said, it's the whole purpose of Beit HaMikdash. It's a Yaakovina that's following the following sentence after he said, I said, Hashem is going to penetrate me, inside me. Yaakov said, no, it's going to be Beit HaMikdash. The following sentence after Yaakov said, I hope Hashem is going to go on top of it and penetrate me, Yaakov said, this stone is going to be Beit HaLokim, Beit HaMikdash. And that's actually the Chachamim said, this is the goal. Papa Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yom Simchat Libo Zeh Beit HaMikdash. Means that Hashem becomes very happy in Beit HaMikdash. But prior to Beit HaMikdash, he has to go inside us. And when he goes inside us, then we qualified and eligible to go into Beit HaMikdash. Amen. Amen.